All right, Sephiroth, time for a bedtime story.
Why are we doing this again?
It's for research.
You're in my apartment at 11:30 at night, reading me a bedtime story. For research.
Do I follow you on the battlefield and ask why you always keep your hair properly conditioned at all times? Do I? Do I question the validity of healthy, shiny hair in war?
No.
Do I, Mr. Shiny Haired General?
No.
Alright then. This will be the reading of a classic children's tale. I just want you to lean back in bed and relax. Here, have a chocobo plushie.
Okay.
Oh, just hold it. Squeeze it a little. You'll get the idea.
Professor, I don't think...
Just call me Daddy.
What?
Okay, Dad is fine too.
Why would I ever call you that?
Oh, right. Well, it's for research.
Not even for research.
All right, fine. Far be it from me to try to conduct a proper experiment. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not.
Oh, I don't see where this is going at all.
Now, don't be a smarty pants. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be...
Do you have to read that? I want to hear Loveless!
What the hell are you doing here?
I am not reading Loveless. The whole thing is drivel.
It is not drivel. It's great. It's awesome.
It's insane, repetitive drivel.
It's the greatest story ever told.
Do you want to go back in the tube? Is that it?
No, I don't want to go back in the tube.
Do you need a timeout in the tube, Genesis?
I don't want to go back in the tube. I'm sorry. Let me quiet.
Are you sure you don't want...
I'm sorry.
Okay, then. As I was saying, it could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all...
Speaking of someone whose head isn't screwed on just right...
Angiel, where did you come from?
You had some more of that mint chocolate chip ice cream in your freezer. You don't anymore. Hey, Genesis. Any reason you're rocking back and forth like that?
Do you want to go back in the tube?
Ah.
Well, since you're here, sit down and be quiet.
Hey, he didn't say get in my bed.
It's big enough. And look at these sheets. Wow, didn't know you were into satin sheets.
Shut up.
Satin sheets? Ooh.
No, you are absolutely not crawling into this bed with me.
How come Angil can and I can't?
I didn't invite him or anything.
You're not inviting me either.
Hey, get out of my bed!
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Will you all please be quiet?
What's he doing here?
Nothing.
Sephiroth, what is he doing in your apartment? And wearing that ridiculous outfit.
This is what I always wear.
Only homosexuals and caricatures of detectives wear ascots.
It's a cravat, and it is very stylish.
Well, Genesis and Angiel are here too. Why aren't you asking about them?
And why are you two here?
Ice cream.
I'm nosy, and I have nowhere else to go.
All right, that's solved. Now, what's the director doing here?
What do you care?
I care because I'm your favorite scientist.
Oh,
can we just get on with the story?
Is this going to take long? And you two, stop messing up the satin sheets.
Only if I keep getting interrupted. Don't any of you want to hear the story?
No.
I want to hear Loveless!
Not in the least bit.
You invited yourself in under the guise of research and started reading, you greasy-haired lunatic!
You've hurt Daddy's feelings, Sephiroth.